Alleluia, 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 Alleluia. Wherefore loves me, became a word, says the Lord, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. One of the scribes came to Jesus and asked him, "Which is the first of all the commandments?" Jesus replied, "The first is this, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is not alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than this." The scribe said to him, "Well said, teacher, you are right in saying he is one and there is no other one wonder than he, and to love him with all your heart, with all your understanding, with all your strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself is worth more than all burnt offerings and sacrifice." And when Jesus saw that he answered with understanding, he said to him, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." And no one dared to ask him any more questions. Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. The first commandment is to love God. That's why the Israel people always keeping this in their mind. All the teachings concentrate on how to love God. But Jesus tell them another importance, to love our neighbor as ourselves. Jesus, the Last Supper, is praying for that all may be one. Jesus praying that we are all united with the Lord and we united with one another. When we receive the Blessed Sacrament, we receive his life. God's life is a communion, never selfish. It's always easy, not always easy, to put down our egoism. But that's the point. We need to ask for this special grace. God is always helpful, listening to our prayer. The importance that you have to take away this egoism from our old self. Just keep in mind, when we meet our neighbor, also we meet Jesus. He said once, "Whatever you do to the least, you're doing it to me." So this helps us to always, no matter where you go, be encountering Jesus, encountering Lord in our neighbor. Step by step, just offer our life to glorify him by doing his will, by loving our neighbor. That's the only way we can have this new life in us. And that's the way when we receive the Holy Communion, we are no more that we live, but Christ lives in us. This is what St. Paul says also. Today, it's not me, it's Christ lives in us. Let us thank the Lord that we have this new life. We offer our life to him, asking his blessing. Start from today, no matter where we go, we're encountering Lord in our neighbor. Jesus, we trust in you.